Mechanics with United Airlines voted by a wide margin to reject a contract proposal that would have granted them industry-leading pay. In a second vote, the mechanics authorized a strike. A walkout could begin as early as next week, but United and the International Association of Machinists say they're ready to resume negotiations. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
Just about all of the 13,000 members of the International Association of Machinists showed up to vote on the proposed contract, and nearly 70% rejected it. Even more voted to walk off the job if a new agreement can't be reached. The mechanics haven't received a raise since 1994. The proposal offered pay hikes up to 37%, but it also would have required the mechanics to give back some of those wages later as United tries to recover from a year of massive losses. Union President Thomas Buffenberger had predicted the contract's demise early on. He said the mechanics had expected
that they would get a wage increase and pension improvements that would make up for the flat wages and pension benefits they've experienced in the last 8 years, and something that would see them into the 3 or 4 years of the near future.
Last year, United's losses totaled a record $2.1 billion. After the September 11th attacks, the airline laid off 20,000 employees and slashed its schedule because of the slump in air travel. It says employee concessions are necessary if it's to regain its strength. There's even been rumors of bankruptcy, but Buffenberger says the airline should still meet the mechanics' expectations.
We're going to hold Jack Creighton, the chairman of United, to his word and his public statements that he took this job as chairman not to preside over a bankruptcy, but to stabilize and grow this airline.
Transportation analyst Aaron Gelman, a professor at Northwestern University, says the Machinists Union is following a pattern set by United Airlines pilots. In August of 2000, the pilots negotiated their own industry-leading salaries, getting pay hikes that Gelman calls enormous.
Every other union within United and the other airlines want to have similar proportional increase. And I think that has been a really serious situation, created a serious situation, particularly in these times when the demand for air travel has not been as robust as it was in August of 2000.
Before the vote, the union's leadership said it would ask United to resume negotiations immediately if the contract was rejected. United spokesman Joe Hopkins says the airline is ready to do so.
We're going to try to understand, working with the leadership of the IAM, why wasn't it ratified and what can be done about it. And I think we would try to get back together as quickly as we could, because there is a bit of a grace period, because it wouldn't be eligible to strike until the 20th, which is a week away. In labor relations terms, that's almost an eternity. A lot could happen in between.
United says it expects a new agreement can be reached, or at least a new proposal advanced, that could be voted on in mid-March without there being any interruption of the airline's operations. If there is no agreement, Congress could take action, but the union says the president and Congress should stay out of the dispute. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.